8th Perek of Nagoyim, 9th Mishnah. Haba kuloi lovan, v'vo michi kadoshim. He was completely covered with the white zarat when he came to the Koyin, but there was a dosha, lentil being worth of it, that was not covered. So, l'chayra, such a person is tomei now, pocha b'kula, then he got completely white, you know, with the ear, with the michi, was also became white. So l'chayra, now he's tomei. And then, tips of his evarim, fingers and feet and the like, became exposed. The same status as Chazir's Rosh Hashanah, Hafach Kuli Lovan. Dehainu, that right now he is going to be Tomei because he's not Kuli Lovan. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Ben Azariah, Omer, Chazir's Rosh Hashanah, Beheres Ketana. He says here, he says a chiddush that's equivalent to a beheres katana, that the Rosh Yevarim were revealed, which is not matamahim, because it doesn't have a din of a michya. Dehainu, that he seems to have learned that this person is considered hafach kula lovan initially his tumma was because of the beheres. He didn't have a status of hafach kula lovan. His initial state when he came to the Kohen, his state was that he had a beheres on kimat entire body. Then when it gets re-exposed, so the Rashi Evarim get re-exposed, the Maisa, the Tzaraas didn't grow at all, and the only way to metam it now is midin michya. And since this michya is on the Rashi Evarim, there's no michya on the Rashi Evarim.